ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir la'inir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, which are found in his book As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah, and we are at supplication number 8. Now, we go to the point with the Imam Salamullah alayhi asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking refuge in him, and he says, وَضَعْفَ sabr, and the weakness of patience. Now, so we will talk about patience, and let's try to define patience and see what we can learn. When it comes to patience or perseverance, it is one of these tools that are required for the survival of mankind. Without patience, me and you, we won't be able to accomplish anything. Without perseverance, we won't be doing much in this world. So in order for me to accomplish and do anything in this world, patience is required. Now, even Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, when he looks at patience, he says patience is like the head to the body. The body itself, without a head, will not move forward. So what is patience? Patience, or sabr linguistically, it means to prevent oneself, to fight oneself, to refrain oneself from its desires. That's what they call sabr linguistically. In terminology, when we talk about Islamically, sabr means it is that power that one has in himself, that he controls himself when it comes to things and matters of extreme hardship. When a person goes through them, he maintains himself. Now, let's take a short break, and then we come right after and we continue our topic.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, just before the break, we were talking about patience, and we're trying to define what patience is. And patience itself is a very lengthy subject, a lengthy topic, because the Quran talked about it so many times, the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, they spoke about it so many times. So it's a very lengthy topic, and we'll try to keep it short and precise. So we said, when we look at patience and we're trying to define it, it is that power, that, you know, a firm power, an ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to mankind, that with it he can control himself when it comes to matters of hardship and matters of difficulty. Now, because this world itself was created as a trial, as a test. It wasn't created as a world of fun and pleasure. Of course not. A world of trials, a world of pain, a world of suffering, at least to some extent. So when we are going through trials and tests, we need tools, we need arsenal to fight our way out of it. And one of these tools, and the most important tool that Allah gave mankind, is the concept of sabr and perseverance. And that one can actually handle and cope with the pain that is faced from outside, from externally, and internally. So even if we look at, for example, the mystics, when they describe patience, they say it is that waiting for Allah's help when a person is in need. So we constantly fall into this space, and we fall into this situation where things seem to be out of control. And I find myself at the test. And that's when I said to myself, I need to be patient. So I lose things that I love. I need to be patient. I'm faced with difficult spouse. I need to be patient. I have bad kids. I need to be patient. I have less food, less everything. Allah says this is a test, and I want you to be patient. So we can see patience plays a role in every aspect of my life. And one without patience, obviously those will fail miserably. Now, let us take a short break, then we continue right after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, we are looking at the definition of patience. And we said that sometimes sabr self has been divided into two categories. One, they said in a hadith, a sabr sabran, patience is twice. And sometimes they say it's more. Now, in this hadith here, it says sabr sabran, one, a sabr al ma'asiyah, one that you are patient not to commit a sin, because holding yourself, not committing or indulging in the things that you love and things that you like, is not an easy task. Now, when we are tempted, when we are put in a test where our temptations and our desires are on the line, usually those who are weak, those who have no patience, will fail, will commit that sin. And the shaitan always tries to, lure you and test you with the things that you love the most. Some people might, be very weak when it comes to food. Some people might be very weak when it comes to the opposite gender. Some people might be very weak when it comes to wealth. So no matter what they are weak at, the shaitan and the nafs and the soul of a person will try to get him in that trouble. So if one, for example, controls himself and not indulge in these sins and these vices, then that's a type of sabr. That's a type of patience. And also we have a type of patience where one has to be patient on a ta'a, right? When it comes to worship acts, there are acts of worship that requires perseverance, that requires a lot of patience, like fasting, for example. You're fasting and the day is long, 16 hours, 17 hours a day. It's extremely hot and you are, you cannot eat, you cannot drink, and you are tired. Sometimes you have to go to work while you're fasting. So this requires patience. Sometimes you have to, wake up early in the morning just to, the night is cold and you wake up and you do wudu and with cold water and what have you, just so you can pray the early morning prayers. That also requires patience. Sometimes you go to Hajj. It's very hard. You have to circulate. You have to go to mountains. You have to move and walk for kilometers. And that makes a person very tired. That requires patience. So there are a lot of actions that requires patience, where one has to understand that patience when it comes to sins, and we have patience when it comes to worship acts. Inshallah, we will continue this in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد